Hey, so I decided to try something new with my blog. I decided to just write whatever I'm thinking at the time that I start typing, like a stream of consciousness type deal. So if you ever wondered what it's like to be inside my head, strap on your wheelie shoes, grab some Whoppers, and take comfort in knowing that I am most likely crazier than you. Okay, here goes. Things that are big right now. Superheroes. No, I can't be one. They've always had really tight costumes, and I often wonder, how do they get into them by themselves? Is that part of their sidekick's job? Help zip me up and then we'll fight some crime together. I could be one of those superheroes that are in a big fuzzy character costume, but then I don't think I could even do that much like superheroing because my sight would definitely be inhibited. Plus, it would take too long if I had to use the bathroom. My cat is a really good listener. I often wonder what she's thinking when I'm talking to her, but then I start to think about what she's thinking. But I'm thinking about it in English, but what if she thinks in Japanese or Australian? I hate when the autocorrect on Word underlines in the screen squiggles because it thinks that I've made some sort of drastic grammatical mistake. I mean, sometimes I do it on purpose, but why should I have to explain myself to my computer? Or any computer, for that matter? I mean, I could see if it was like the one on the Jetsons, and she talked and did my laundry and stuff. Oh, crap. My laundry. I forgot. Hold on. I always find poop bags in the washer after the cycle's done. Not the poop bags filled with poop, but the type people use to pick up dog poop or homeless bum poop. I don't have a dog. How about this? I heard something on the radio today about finding life on other planets. If the aliens are smart enough to find us, then they are most likely smart enough to disguise themselves or take on our human form and just live down here and slowly integrate themselves into our society and make friends and write bills and start wars and change the color of M&Ms. I mean, who knows? We could all be aliens without even knowing it. Do you remember being born? This morning for breakfast, I had an English muffin toasted with peanut butter and cheese on it. Now, you might think that sounds yucko, but in reality, you should take that thought back to the box in the back of your closet, expand your flavor tasting horizon, and give it a chance. I prefer jelly and cheese, but I ran out of jelly like 2 months ago. And it's expensive, but actually, when I think about it, I really have no qualms with spending $5 on one thing that I'm gonna eat right now, like a sandwich that I just buy from a restaurant. But when I go to the grocery store and I look at the jelly and it says it's $5, even though one jar would probably last like a good month or two, I seem to think that it is not worth my $5 at that moment, even though I eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches almost every day, except for the last 2 months, which then it's just been peanut butter. So what is that leftover lint in the dryer anyway, like in the little lint trap? Cleaning it out just reminds me that my clothes are slowly becoming one with all of my neighbor's clothes that share the same machines. I'm wearing right now a little tiny piece of my neighbor's socks and underwear because through the lint screen, these microbes that I can't clean off have magnetized themselves to my clothes and live on them now. I mean, maybe that's why when you see aliens on movies and TV, they're all dressed the same.